We have family portraits. Now, when I say family portraits, I don't mean paintings, but statues of Amenhotep with his kids. Often he's got his daughters around him, and they all are given titles. One is a grand wife, one is this, one is that. Even Thutmose, the son who dies, he's given a title, he's a high priest, but never a mention of Amenhotep IV, ever. And then he's king. We'll talk why. Now, he is co-regent with dad for about 4 years. Everything goes on fairly normally. His father dies. Everything is quite normal. He continues the monuments that his father built. And the father dies, and then we get a strange thing around his fifth year of ruling. He changes his name from Amenhotep IV to Akhenaten. Now, names are important. They had magical property in Egypt. So, for example, Amenhotep III, Amunhotep. Amun is the god. Hotep means to be pleased. So Amun is pleased is the name. It's a kind of nice thing about the god. So we know that Amun was an important god. Amenhotep IV, the son, same name. Amun is pleased. How nice. But then he changes it. A slight to the god, Amun, to Akhenaten, which means it is beneficial to the Aten. Now, the Aten was another god. Very minor. Very minor. He was a solar disk in the Middle Kingdom. It's this kind of abstract solar deity. Very minor. But all of a sudden, Akhenaten changes his name, becomes Akhenaten. But not only that, he changes the religion of Egypt. Akhenaten is the first monotheist in history. He says, all the other gods don't exist. He says, there is but one god, and it's the Aten. I mean, literally, the first monotheist in history. Remember, this is way before Moses and monotheism and Judaism, Christianity. It's way before. He comes in and says, there's only one god. So he's changing religion. Next thing, changes the art. Remember what I was saying about how the pharaoh was always shown as young and vigorous, always shown broad shoulders, narrow waist, well-muscled, striding forward. The statues of Akhenaten show somebody who's deformed. He is shown with an elongated face, very exaggerated chin, almond-shaped eyes, wide hips, almost like a woman. There is the suggestion of breasts on the statues of Akhenaten. It's almost as if he's androgynous. You can't tell if he's male or female. Now, why? Why is he allowing himself to be shown this way? Perhaps he looked like that. He may have been deformed. This is one theory about why Akhenaten is never mentioned in official records until he's king. He may have been a deformed child that the royal family kept behind him, you know, sort of kept behind them, and that he was never shown at official gatherings, never mentioned, because he's deformed. But now he's the only one left. He's got to become king. So he becomes king, and he changes it all. Changes the religion. He says, this isn't my religion, all these gods. I'm with the Aten. He changes the art. He allows himself to be shown, right? Now, think about the consequences of this. If you're saying you're now monotheistic, what happens to the thousands of temples throughout Egypt? What happens to the hundreds of priests who are supported by each temple? The answer is they are closed. They are out of business. Now the third pillar of Egyptian society, the military. Akhenaten has no interest at all in the military. He is not going to be a military man. He doesn't care about such things. He is a religious visionary. He is doing the religion, and that's where it's at for him. So all three pillars of Egyptian society are changed. Now, this was so unpopular. I mean, you know, you don't just walk in and say, okay, your religion's out. The new religion is this. Think of all the old people who had this religion for years. I mean, it's thousands of years of tradition. It was so unpopular that Akhenaten may have been forced. Now, he's pharaoh. When I say forced, it may have been so unpleasant to leave Thebes, the religious capital of Egypt, and build an entirely new capital for Egypt. He leaves Thebes with his wife. Now, his wife, I mean, it must have been such a strange couple. Akhenaten, this deformed, ugly duckling, and his wife, Nefertiti, who becomes the icon of beauty for all of Egypt.